Miss C is a 7th grade science teacher with a diverse population of students. She is trying to create a lesson plan that's built around habitat loss in the local environment. And she wants to use technology to help reach her students. A great website that she could use is called Glogster. That's Glogster. .com. And this is a great multimedia website. And what I mean by multimedia, typically when you want to show videos, you might go to YouTube, or if you want to look up information, you might go to Wikipedia, or if you want to pull up images for your students in class, you might go like to Google Images. But under Glogster, you can actually get the videos, the text, and the images all at one time. And this will actually, I feel like, be very key for Mrs. C and reaching her students, that she wouldn't have to pull up 3 or 4 different websites. She can actually go to one website to be able to show her students and include this. And the fact that her group is very diverse, under Glogster, she would be able to at least go to different parts of the world where she can show the diverse students, you can say, habitats from where they might come from, to at least make it relevant to them. So I think this is a great website that she could use for inclusion and to reach all of her diverse population. Miss C is a 7th grade science teacher with a diverse population of students. She is trying to create a lesson plan that's built around habitat loss in the local environment. And she wants to use technology to help reach her students. A great website that she could use is called Glogster. That's Glogster.com. And this is a great multimedia website. And what I mean by multimedia, typically, when you want to show videos, you might go to YouTube, or if you want to look up information, you might go to Wikipedia, or if you want to pull up images for your students in class, you might go like to Google Images. But under Glogster, you can actually get the videos, the text, and the images all at one time. And this will actually, I feel like, be very key for Mrs. C and reaching her students, that she wouldn't have to pull up 3 or 4 different websites. She can actually go to one website to be able to show her students and include this. And the fact that her group is very diverse, under Glogster, she would be able to at least go to different parts of the world where she can show the diverse students, you can say, habitats from where they might come from, to at least make it relevant to them. So I think this is a great website that she could use for inclusion and to reach all of her diverse population. Miss C is a 7th grade science teacher with a diverse population of students. She is trying to create a lesson plan that's built around habitat loss in the local environment. And she wants to use technology to help reach her students. A great website that she could use is called Glogster. That's Glogster.com. And this is a great multimedia website. And what I mean by multimedia, typically when you want to show videos, you might go to YouTube, or if you want to look up information, you might go to Wikipedia, or if you want to pull up images for your students in class, you might go like to Google Images. But under Glogster, you can actually get the videos, the text, and the images all at one time. And this will actually, I feel like, be very key for Mrs. C and reaching her students, that she wouldn't have to pull up 3 or 4 different websites. She can actually go to one website to be able to show her students and include this. And the fact that her group is very diverse. Under Gloucester, she would be able to at least go to different parts of the world where she can show the diverse students, you can say, habitats from where they might come from, to at least make it relevant to them. So I think this is a great website that she could use for inclusion and to reach all of her diverse population.